Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Game Week 27 of Fantasy Football Noise. Here with me, as always, are my two esteemed compatriots, Mr. Steve Baker.
Hello, John.
And Mr. Wayne Mitchell.
Good evening. Hello, chaps. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, mate.
Buoyant. Yeah,
very buoyant.
Great week.
Really heavy scorer, wasn't it, Game Week 27?
Massive scorer.
I'm delighted. I've got an Aguero-less 83.
That's amazing.
That's very good.
Yeah, delighted with that. I tell you what, I wasn't delighted at on Saturday evening. I was ready to slip my wrists because I was hovering over a -8 Aguero switch.
You switched him out?
No. I was going to switch him in for a -8.
Oh, got you.
And thought, nah, I don't fancy this. It's not going to work. And it would have been for, in the end, it came good because it would have been for Hazard. So, yeah. But you, Jay... Aguero-less my ass.
Yes, well, you know, last week I told you that I switched Kane out for Aguero just because I thought the fixtures were better over the next few weeks, and with Jesus being out, I just fancied him a bit more. I do love Aguero.
Yeah,
it's on record. I fancy Aguero.
Had a field day.
Yeah, so captained him, and I think that's my first captain kind of jackpot this season, so not before time.
And, for me, an amazing week as well. So I went for differential, captained De La Foya, and he got two.
Amazing what? Week for you.
Yeah, and right alongside him, De Bruyne and Salah, both in the team of the week. Didn't captain them. Don't need that. Don't need that kind of differential.
I mean, you are a long way back, so something dramatic needs to happen, but... There's dramatic and there's hugely unlikely. I think you've just erred on the wrong side of that trade.
In Mitch's defence, in his position, he, like you say, does need a differential. And De La Foya looked tremendous the week before.
Sure. I thought about bringing him in, transferring him in, but I didn't.
And nor did you captain him.
I didn't. No.
Well, there you go.
There we are.
Some you win, some you lose, Mitch. I don't think it's laughable.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I tell you what I went for it, though.
Go on.
We've got a very busy evening, haven't we? We've got things to review.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
Drafts to look at. Very busy.
Mm. And we've got January's Manager of the Month, finally, waiting to talk to us.
Wonderful. Did he get him on?
That sounded bad. That's finally waiting to talk to us as if he's been waiting to talk to us. We finally got round to inviting him on. And he's ready for us. Shall we get him on?
Please,
let's get him on.
Great. Good evening, Mr. Paul Gabb.
Evening, gents. Nice to meet you all.
And you.
Hello, hi. At last, you're on.
Yes.
At last. We got round to summonsing him. Welcome, Paul.
Where have you been? Have you been on a holiday somewhere?
Yes, I was away last week with the family, living it up in Centre Parks.
Which
what
one?
A dream.
Boom.
If anyone asks, don't ever take a 2.5-year-old to Centre Parks with a seven-month pregnant woman.
Oof. That's a shift, Gabbo.
You're just spending the whole time carrying two people around.
Little word to the wise, eh?
Oh, mate. Whereabouts in the world are you, Gabbo?
We moved to Guernsey a couple of years ago.
How lovely. How exciting.
Exactly. A beautiful island, but it is very detached from the rest of the world.
Mm. My parents know some people from Guernsey, and on a Friday night, their idea of a good night out was watching the ferry coming in down at the port. How about yourself? What do you do on a Friday night?
Well, that's crazier than I get. I mean, with a 2-year-old, that is as crazy as it gets, unfortunately.
And no wonder, if you live somewhere as remote as Guernsey, no wonder you're quite good at fantasy football.
What exactly?
You are quite good at it as well, because I've just looked at your page and you are in the top 10,000 players in the world.
That's off, Gabbo.
A chunk of that must be down to fluke.
Yes, always.
Because I'm firmly in the group of players that disappear at around September because they're so far off and they've got 15 injuries to contend with.
But not this year?
No,
not this year.
Not this year. I'm top of 3 different leagues. I'm living the dream. I feel the nerves.
You are, mate. Happy days. Well, quickly talk us through your January and what went well, because you were the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League top scorer, manager of the month. So a mug, a wonderful mug, a coveted bit of porcelain is on its way to you if you give Mitch your address afterwards.
Beautiful. I've made a space in my cupboard ready for it.
Great.
Trophy cupboard, obviously.
And yeah. And we'd like a photo of you enjoying a chosen beverage from that.
In front of the ferry?
Soon
or...
after it arrives.
Yeah, if you like. It's fine.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That
ferry
would be
as
genius.
A backdrop would be perfect.
I'll do it. I'll take it into work with me.
So what went well for you in January, mate?
I held back on my wild card, which I think helped. But... just sticking with Harry Kane's always the dream. I started off well and got a bit lucky with Arnautovic as well, because I set up for the game week, the double game week at the beginning of January. And whilst Arnautovic didn't do much in the actual game week, he had a really good January.
But he did.
You stuck with him?
Yeah. Binned him now, obviously. But
and what's been your captain strategy this season, mate?
I think 90% has been Harry Kane, just for the fear of other people captaining him and him
missing
and me
out.
Not. But actually, it's not paying off. The guy who's vying with leadership in one of my main leagues is—he's been going with Salah in the last couple of weeks, and I've been saved by Eden Hazard this week.
I felt like I was doing a differential this week by captaining Kane. It's got to that point,
yeah,
where no one else is doing it.
Yeah.
Well, you think no one else is doing it. I'm fairly sure I saw a stat earlier today that it was like 40% of people did this week. That's still a large chunk of players.
That's about 3 million people.
I suppose it's all relative. Yeah, it's usually a lot more than that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Last week, mate, we were wondering about your attire, and you've just been on holiday. Are you a fan of a sandal?
Wondering about my attire.
Yes. We were just pontificating because we don't know
pictures.
You.
Do you listen to the show, Gabbo?
I listened to a couple before Christmas, but I haven't since.
Whoa!
Oh well, so let's just fill you in on some detail here. Then, so last week we could see you were top of the January Manager of the Month, and because we don't know you, we speculated on what you were like. So. I mean, a couple of questions, if I can remember them all. Do you have a beard?
I do.
Oh, there we go. Tick.
I'm very proud of my beard. I vary with lengths, but I'm a big fan of beard since I was about 15.
Okay.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Are you in your mid-40s?
No. I've just hit 35. I was 35 last week.
35.
Are you wearing a hat?
Seller at 40.
Many happy returns.
Thank you very much.
Are you wearing a hat?
Not currently. I'm indoors. I'm not much of a hat wearer.
No, wrong. And
do you favour the hat?
Do you wear Jesus sandals?
God, no.
No. So that was all we could think about. That's from your name alone.
Pretty much nailed it.
We were trying to guess what you like, so we failed.
Virtually an identikit fit, I think we've done it.
Have you ever been mistaken for one of the Bee Gees?
I've had the odd person mock me for it, but I've never had a beard quite that long.
There we go.
And neither is my voice
now,
that high.
You were introduced to the fantasy football noise world, presumably by our mutual friend Stuart Harrington, is that correct?
I was, Mr. Harrington. Yeah, I worked with him for a few years.
How do you know?
Where did you work with him? His current employer or elsewhere?
His previous employer.
I think he left just after I did,
just because he couldn't handle it anymore without me.
Yeah.
Were you one of his direct reports?
I was, yes.
So he was your boss, effectively?
He was.
Come on, tell us all about what was that like? What was that like?
He's all right. Like, if you if you sort of go easy on Southampton being as rubbish as they are, he kind of lets you get away with a lot more than you should do.
Fair.
And did you notice that he sweats when he's under pressure?
Oh, definitely, yeah, yeah.
He massively.
Wore dark shirts once or twice, and then that was it. Like, never again.
Did you ever shake his hand, and were you amazed at how clammy his palms are? Really clammy, wet, wet palms.
Again, just once or twice, and then never again. Just pat him on the shoulder next time. It's fine.
Yeah. I'll go for a shoulder pat.
Did you ever notice when you worked with him that the word that we would normally pronounce as worried, he would say worried? And also the word forwards, worried. He would always say forwards.
Forwards?
Yeah.
What even is that? Is that forts or forwards?
Forwards, as in... Oh, attacking forwards. He would call them Fords. No, there's no word, just Fords.
Not to be confused with the Norwegian fjord.
Yeah, yeah. He drops consonants unnecessarily.
Do you think he's being efficient, but actually just being lazy?
I think he thinks it makes him sound posh.
he's firmly puts himself in the middle class category.
Definitely.
The bourgeois.
Paul, was it obvious to everyone at work that he was deeply henpecked?
Obvious to everyone.
I think Mr. Harrington, he may even admit this, I don't know. He's always tried to play a younger man than he is. because the company we used to work for are generally a bit younger than he is. He always tried to be, you know, one of the lads or the girls, get involved as much as he can.
It's great at being one of the girls.
Really good at it. What about his gambling addiction that he keeps secret from his wife?
Oh, have you noticed that? No, I'm his feeder because I work for a gambling company. So he's been siphoning it all out regularly. I've got a direct debit on a monthly basis.
Bringing it back to fantasy football before you let you sign off, Paul. Tactics moving forward. You said you still got your second wild card in your pocket.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to come out over the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
I'll keep a core of Liverpool, I think, because they've got a good run in, and
I'm just keen
to score goals all over the place. But the tip would be to avoid Chelsea. I think they are going to struggle.
Yep.
And they've got
any thoughts on the blank game week in game week 31?
Is that Arsenal City?
No. So that's game week 28. That's this week, and they're playing in the same game week, so there's no impact from a fantasy perspective. Okay. But game week 31 is the weekend where all the FA Cup teams will be playing in the FA Cup, and so far there are only two confirmed fixtures.
No, I mean, I think I'm planning to probably use my free hit for the double game weeks later on in
exactly
the year.
What I was about to say. And yeah, if you've still got your free hit chip, that's the ready-made time to drop it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the value I'll get over the extra games with a team that is performing means using the wild card earlier is probably a better shout.
Yeah. Nice. Perfect. I agree. All right, Paul. Well, thanks ever so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Congrats on your wonderful January, and hopefully we'll speak to you again before the season's out if you win another month.
Will do. Pleasure, gents.
All right, mate. All the best. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Cheers.
Well, that was nice to talk to Gabbo, wasn't it, boys?
Lovely stuff.
Lovely. Yes, it was. I'm jealous of his performance, I have to say.
Yeah, top 10K.
I tell you what, though, mate. It might not be Paul coming back next month, might it not, John?
Well,
look at February already.
February is looking much healthier for the Fantasy Football Noise team, isn't it?
Yeah, Mitch, there's a couple of fellas you might know in the top five.
Oh, let me have a look. Hold on. I'm just going to the page.
Have a look. We're 7 points off the top.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Masters.
That looks a bit healthier, doesn't
Dan
it?
Dan Solan.
If only the actual overall standings looked a bit like that, Steve. So you've got Valhalla in seventh. Chris Colley on 148. You on 148. Me on 148. Dan Solan 151. And Mark Masters on 155 for the month so far, with one game week to play.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Exciting finish. Are you going to drop a chip? You still got any up your sleeve?
Nah. I've still got free hit, bench boost and triple captain, but I'm going to save those for the blank and double game weeks, I think, rather than try and nob all February.
Just to try and get a fucking mug.
I've already got a mug.
Great to talk to Gabbo. Nice bit of Harrington bashing as well. I wonder if there'll be a retort.
Oh, there'll be Twitter.
Yes, that'd be nice.
If you're not already following us, get on at @fantasy_noise.
Yeah, please do. We're nearly at 700 followers.
More mugs in the offing.
Yeah, 700 follower gets a mug, and then I'll also select at random someone from between the 6th and 700th followers for a mug too. Get on it.
Perfect.
So that is 11-11-6 in our three-man head-to-head. Mitch on 6.
Yeah, I'm dragging behind a little bit, aren't I?
I think your maths are off once again, financial sector, Steve Baker.
They're not. No.
Well, 11-11-6, add them all up for me.
28.
28, and which game week are we talking about?
27.
That's the one.
Fuck's sake.
A bit embarrassing.
Fuck's sake.
It's not embarrassing. I'm just looking at my copious notes.
It should be fucking embarrassing.
We really, really do need that intern.
No, we don't. It was 11-9-6 before. It's now 11-10-6.
Yes.
Okay. So I've pulled it back to one from you. Very pleasing. Great. Very pleasing score this week. 98. I thought I was going to get into three figures. A few people did, didn't they? In our mini league.
Yeah, they did.
A few did. But it was a big scoring week.
And I've also increased my position. So remember my target 100,000.
Yes.
I'm now in just at 530,000. So I gained another 80,000 places. So I'm on track, boys.
Did you? Well, I don't know where I'm at. I'm still just outside the top million. It's annoying. Comes to something when I would be pleased to be inside the top million players.
It's a bad, bad season.
A very, very bad season. but game week rank for the week, I was 200,000th, so that was pretty good. I think that was my best week of the season so far. So my defence was dreadful. Schmeichel, Monreal, Jones and Bauer collectively scored me 7 points. And then Hazard, Salah, Shaqiri and Aguero delivered the goods. There you go. But I managed to not make any transfers this week. Or something.
Oh, that was
another first the season for me. No transfers, so I've got two free transfers coming up this week.
And you've played your wild card, haven't you?
Wild card's gone. Yep. I'm wishing I hadn't played my free hit chip as well, because with the blank game week, that's going to be the thing to use, isn't it? That's going to really come to your rescue.
Yeah, definitely. I had four clean sheets: Fabianski, Alexander Arnold, who I bought in. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
And Ogbonna. And then Christensen didn't get substituted on 59 minutes this week and kept a clean sheet.
Yeah, amazing. And Alonso did not play, ankle injury. Oh, do I stick or twist with him?
He's going to be Champions League stalwart as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to look at that one closely before I make a call.
And Mitch, you've basically stopped playing at 53 points.
Oh, no, fuck. I'm annoyed. So had no Aguero, clearly. Didn't captain anyone that scored any decent points. Had Begovic and Daniels defending it in goal. Fucking lost to Huddersfield. Pathetic. Coming off the back of it. Who did they beat? They beat Chelsea away. They beat someone
Stoke.
Else fairly firmly, didn't they?
Stoke, yeah.
Yeah. And then, lose 4-1 to Huddersfield. Awful. At least I wasn't Mark Masters, who stood there in the cold stands of Huddersfield watching that man get his cock out behind David Wagner.
That was brilliant.
Good, wasn't it? If you didn't, really if you good. Didn't see it, perhaps Mitch can post it on our Twitter page. If you didn't see one of the, I presume it was one of the Huddersfield players, was getting ready to come on directly behind David Wagner just as his shot was live on telly. And his old boy popped out quite blatantly. basically dropped his shorts.
Yeah, fairly sizable for a cold day in Huddersfield, yeah, wasn't it, as well?
He wasn't too cold, was he?
Big fella.
On the slack.
Yeah. Yeah, quite impressive for such temperatures.
Draft fantasy?
Yes, let's do that.
A tight game week, wasn't it? It was looking...
tight game week, but yeah, managed to outscore you all, just.
Yeah, I had four Bournemouth players for my side. Begovic, Daniels, Ake, Wilson, shite.
Yeah, very close week. Moses, our top score was 60.
Yeah, I got 57, Moses and Rudiger again doing the business for me. I was delighted when Moses scored.
Christ, I bet you
last
were.
Last night. Oof.
Oof. Oof.
Boy, I needed that.
I had 13 points left on my bench. Ben Davis.
Oh, great.
But you got Aguero.
Yeah, so the surprise is I only scored 49 points and I had Aguero in my side. So it shows you just how poorly the rest of the team scored.
He scored half your points.
Yep. Had 19 on the bench.
Oh, mate.
Why are you playing Aki and Daniels rather than Davis?
Well, because Davis hasn't really scored brilliantly, I don't think, over the last few weeks. And Bournemouth have been playing well, we're in good form, and I expected them to beat Huddersfield easily.
And Spurs were playing Arsenal. I can see why you went for that, mate. You possibly went all in on Bournemouth a little bit, maybe, rather than hedging your bets.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you've got Lloris in nets on the bench as well. This is crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I know that now.
You say I know that now, but you say that at the end of every game week. I won't make the same mistake again, boys.
I know. I hope I'm not about to say something terribly obvious, but I saw a little bit of analysis by someone on Twitter called FPL Holly, I'm assuming a she, and the analysis that she'd done showed that you should only ever captain a player that's playing at home.
Only?
Yeah. By probability, to optimise your score, home captains are the way to go.
Yeah, I think if you've got two equally performing star players, and one is home, one is away, you would tend to go with the one at home for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. But obviously, it depends entirely on who we're talking about and who they're up against.
Well, yeah, not just anyone.
Hey, John. I've just looked at your draft team. Do you hate Swansea? Do you not get the fact that we're... Yeah, do you not get the fact that we're on a 9-game unbeaten run? You've got Pope in nets and you've left Courtois on the bench. And you've got Bauer from Stoke rather than Federico Fernandez.
Yep.
Penis.
Guilty as...
13 points.
Yeah, you say that. Swansea are not exactly a major goal threat, are they?
Well,
the last couple of weeks I favoured Courtois in favour of Pope and it's backfired. So this week I went the other way around and it backfired again.
Have you got Bauer and Shaqiri in your draft side as well as your FPL side?
You bet.
You odd man.
You want to talk to me about being odd when it comes to fantasy Delphaloo football choices?
Delphaloo captain.
It's not Delphaloo.
It's Delafeu.
What is it?
Delafeu.
Delafeu.
That's how most people in the media seem to be talking about.
Baker, didn't you do an A-level in French? Surely you should be able to pronounce and say words better than you do.
I just haven't bothered to read it.
And add up numbers under the number of 30 better than you do.
Yeah.
And when I watch football, I tend to watch it on mute.
You read Jean-Paul Sartre in French and you can't pronounce Delphaloo.
You put in an extra L now, I love it. Delphaloo.
Yeah, Delphaloo.
Oh,
idiot.
Gosh.
Oh, dear. We really must go to a break. Mitch, I believe you've got another attempt at trivia for us this week.
Please redeem yourself.
I haven't taken the date of this, but I'm pretty sure this one's correct.
Is it from 1987?
No, it's very, very recent. Very recent. And it's actually from, and you should follow it, I think you'd like it, on Twitter, handle @premstats. And they've got lots of prem stats, which is very good. So, on the weekend, Sergio Aguero scored 4 against Leicester. But there are 5 players that have scored 5 goals in one game in the Premier League.
5 goals?
Who are they? Yeah, 5 of them.
Whoa.
5.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to look ahead a little bit now to the potential fuckery of game week 31. Over to you, Mr. Baker.
So, as it currently stands, boys, there are only 2 guaranteed fixtures in the list. Liverpool, Watford and Stoke, Everton. They are the only 4 teams who are playing each other who are out of the cup. So, 2 fixtures guaranteed. So Liverpool, Watford, Stoke, Everton players will be a bonus.
Yep.
And then out of the remaining 8 fixtures, obviously everyone's playing in the FA Cup fifth round this weekend. So we'll know at various points in the weekend, however many other games. There is definitely going to be 1 more game because West Brom are playing Southampton. And both of their opponents are out of the cup. So there's going to be 3 minimum games.
Yeah.
The predictors at the moment are looking like there's going to be probably 4 games
or 5
in total.
Yeah.
4 games in total. So, yeah. So I think the consensus amongst the players who I aspire to is that they are going to use a free hit in game 31.
Yeah, it's absolutely, that's what it's made for.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Only a fool would have spunked it on a double game week 6 weeks ago.
Fuck off.
Imagine. Are you following this, Mitch?
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me now because I haven't got a free hit. I've played it already. In annoyance. Petulance.
So are you gonna transfer in Liverpool, Watford, Stoke and Everton players to compensate?
No.
Gradually. He's already got Delafeu.
Delafeu, of course. He'll be skipper, no doubt.
Got Captain. Salah. So at some point soon, I am going to play my wild card. I need a team overhaul, but I'm waiting for those game weeks. I've been advised to wait for those game weeks.
I'm going to do you a solid right now, Mitch. I'm going to do you a solid.
What?
What you need to do is build your team up for this period and then salvage your team the week after.
After?
Yeah.
But am I not going to fuck myself up for the intervening game weeks?
Well, make sure you don't. Choose wisely.
Yeah.
But as Baker said, by the end of this weekend, you'll know the fixtures for game week 31. So you've got 4 game weeks. So that's 4 free transfers at least. Plus you can spend a few points if you wish. 4 points here, 4 points there. Make sure you're geared up for the game weeks on the build up to 31.
Yeah, okay.
And then as of 32, you can put your side back together again.
Play your wild card.
Yeah.
Fair. Very fair. And I think some of the players are looking at it. Firmino is in good form again at the moment, isn't he?
Definitely.
I had him earlier in the season and he let me down. But
yeah. I would say Salah, Firmino and a defender of your choice.
Yeah, they've got West Ham, Newcastle next, both at home.
Do you want a quick news flash?
Yeah.
Yes.
Champions League news flash. It's Tuesday night. Juventus are playing Tottenham. Tottenham have equalised to make it 2-2.
Who scored?
Nice. Yes.
It was Christian Eriksen.
Yes, in my team. So I've got Harry Kane for the first goal in my draft Champions League, so I'm delighted.
Great.
Man City are still at 4-0. Two from Gundogan.
Yes!
One from Bernardo Silva. One from Sergio Aguero.
That nice. Really was a wild card, Gundogan, for me in the Champions Great. League.
Did you pick him up Lovely after shout. The draft?
No, I picked him up during the draft, but he was like 14th pick.
Tail end, yeah. Nice. So is that two goal scorers you've got, or three?
Three goals, two goal scorers.
Great. Good work. Well, you seem to have thrust us into the world of Champions League draft, Mitch, so let's do that.
I've just tried to offload Son to a few of you in the league.
Now tell me, why have you done that, Baco? And this is an honest question. I haven't gone and looked at Son. I thought he did quite well in the group stage. Why don't you want him? Are you tricking me?
No, it's not a trick at all. So he's not injured or anything like that. I just don't think that Pochettino's going to play him that regularly in the Champions League. I think he's going to save him for Premier League action.
Interesting. So who instead then? Because he has kind of nailed down his place in the Premier League side.
Yeah, it's away from home. I don't know what the side is tonight, but I would imagine he's gone with Wanyama starting.
Hmm.
Let's have a look. Let's stop speculating.
Strengthen it up a little bit.
Yeah. He has not picked Son. Son is on the bench. He's gone Dembele.
Dembele?
Dyer. Yeah, Dembele. Sorry, he's got accents. Dyer.
Once again,
Ali,
French A level.
And Lamella.
Dembele?
He's got Dembele in.
That's like Mark Masters would say it.
I'm so sorry.
De Bruyne. The guy.
The guy.
So that's why I tried to offload him.
Okay.
Fair.
Thanks for letting me know. I've got, at the moment, touch wood, carrying a clean sheet for Otamendi. 8 points in the bag thus far.
Very nice.
Your man Panic from Juventus. He's 7 points for me so far.
I've just got Eriksen and Buffon in action tonight. Penalty save would be nice.
So something that I saw, Jay, that I'd like to do next time we do a draft is you can also do an auction draft.
Right.
Where you bid against each other for the player.
Really?
So I don't know exactly how it works, but it looks like you get given a pot of money, and then if we all want Cristiano Ronaldo, we can all bid for him.
Ah.
And so obviously who bids highest gets him as a player. That sounds quite exciting.
It does. I like it. And I do also fancy doing a lightning draft, which I think is where you just pick five players. I think it's effectively a five-a-side team.
For 1 week, I think.
For 1 week
it?
Only, yeah, and there's a wager on it. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah,
yeah, I quite like the idea of that. We'll try one of those.
I wondered if we kept it to the same people who are in our Champions League or in our Premier League draft games, whether we could make a rule whereby you pick effectively the best five players from your existing team.
Oh, nice.
Rather than a completely new draft, new side, and you end up with conflicting. Do you know what I mean? We've got all these different players already for all these in all these different versions of the game. You'd end up with another set of players who you'd be sort of wanting to score against your other team's players. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I wondered if you could basically choose, we all choose our best five out of our existing teams, and you've got no conflicting interests.
Seems fair.
What do you think of that?
I can sense some cheating here, particularly from Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't follow that. I'd just pick other players.
And then
you can go with
ship,
John.
Yeah, you can poke up your ass. And if I want it, I'm going to pick your players.
Yeah. Okay, should we get these answers in for the trivia before we move on, Mitch?
Yes, let's do that. So, to remind you of the question, five players have scored five goals in a single game in the Premier League since it started. Who are they? Who'd like to go to first?
Me, please.
Go on, then.
Robbie Fowler?
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Not on the list.
Baco. Andy Cole.
Correct.
Yes.
Against whom?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Close.
Sheffield
no cigar.
United.
Ipswich.
Yeah.
How was it close?
Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich, close.
Stripey shirts?
Shit
blue.
Teams that didn't stay in the Premiership for long. Anyway, move on. John.
Andre Arshavin?
No, incorrect. Oh. That's a real wild card. Bollocks. Who did he play for? Arsenal.
Arsenal. He famously scored a lot of goals in a game. It must only have been four. A bit like Robbie Fowler.
Right. Baco?
Thierry Henry.
No. John?
I'm out.
Is that it?
Those are the two I had. Yeah, I thought they both scored five and they've just scored four.
Why don't you name some people who are amongst the most prolific scorers in the Premier League ever?
Shearer.
Correct. Did against Sheffield five? Wednesday. Did he? 1999.
Okay.
Anyone else? Some other prolific... There's two who I'd call prolific goal scorers and one who was kind of okay but largely shit but had a purple patch.
Prolific-wise, Wayne Rooney?
No.
Les Ferdinand?
No.
Ian Wright?
No.
Teddy Sheringham?
No.
Give us a clue. Who do you play for?
You've got a... Well... Now a South Coast player.
Still playing?
You've got... Still playing.
Jermaine Defoe.
Jermaine Defoe, well done. Yeah, for Spurs against Wigan in 2009. Wow. And then you've got two Manchester-based players. One playing, one not.
Van Nistelrooy.
No. This is the one that is... Well, one of them's fabulous and still playing. One of them is... shit and playing somewhere else or not playing anymore.
Rooney.
No, you had Rooney. Him.
Just try that again.
Try again.
I'll give you a big clue.
If Mitch missed him on his list of five.
Can you think of anyone who scored four goals at the weekend?
Aguero.
Sergio Aguero against Newcastle in 2015. And the last one is a shit Man United player. In 2010, he scored... five goals against... I'd love to tell you, but I can't read my own writing.
2010, Man United.
Ah, against Blackburn. Blackburn it was against.
Dwight York?
No. 2010?
Well, when he was grey.
And you wouldn't really call him a shit Man United player, would you?
Shall I put you out of your misery?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Go on then.
Oh. Foreign.
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 Did he play United for a long time?
Not that long. Maybe three or four seasons, I guess.
Is this 2010?
Should I give you a big clue? Also played at a London club. Played at Fulham.
Fulham?
Pretty sure it's Fulham.
Who is it? Come on.
Yeah? Ready?
Yeah.
United and Fulham.
This is a bit where you say, he never played at Fulham, you penis. Dimitar Berbatov.
He did play at Fulham.
Five goals against Blackburn in 2010. Can you believe it?
Right, well done, Mitch. You got through that, and the answers seem to be all correct. Well done.
I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm not.
Yeah, I'm sure. So looking ahead to game week 28, what moves are we planning on doing, if any?
I'm worried about Chelsea. United and City away in the next two games. I'm worried. I'm worried about Hazard and Christensen in my side.
You're right, because Man United losing to Newcastle, that shows they're in fabulous form, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about Hazard.
Yeah.
United are not scoring much, are they?
No, they're not.
Let's go back. I'm still in the wrong game. So
I'm still loving the Liverpool run of games that are coming up. West Ham,
they've
Newcastle.
Got to be the team to look at the moment, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so. Plus, they've definitely got a fixture in game week 31, but it doesn't matter if you've still got a free chip like John and I.
Prick. Yeah, United scored two past... Okay, so obviously didn't score against Newcastle. Week before that, they scored two against at home to Huddersfield. Week before, they failed to score away at Spurs. Week before that, they failed... they only beat Burnley 1-0. Not good. Something's not quite right.
No, it's not.
Lukaku has been an absolute waste of money, hasn't he, this season?
He has. Since the first, month of the season?
Yeah, correct.
It's been dire.
Someone took me to task on Twitter this week, actually. They'd posted something about the fact that they were captaining Lukaku. And I said, that doesn't sound like a great decision because he's in really poor form.
And elevate.
Their comeback was something or other. But I then went back and looked at the stats. So he scored something like, I think only... six goals since game week 10, which is for
madness.
Yeah, for for someone of that value in the fantasy game is just rubbish. It's poor. You'd never put him in and never captain him, would you?
No, no value at all.
One of the reasons I hovered over the 8-point Aguero on Friday night and decided not to do it and kept Kane instead was that they've got Palace, Huddersfield, Bournemouth and Newcastle in their next four games. So I'm still going to stick with Kane, I think.
I think if you have to stick by your decision, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Palace, by the way, are another team who are pretty fucked. Have you seen their fixtures? They've got a bad
Spurs,
run.
Man United, Chelsea next three?
Mm-hmm, something like that. Yeah, it's really not good. And they've just got... Benteke just continues to do nothing. They're fucked, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're in trouble.
They are. And I was thinking last week about bringing Milivojevic in...
Not got a tea in
midfield.
It. Pardon? Not got Pardon? A tea in it.
Who? Where did the tea come from?
Milivojevic.
Milivojevic.
Better.
Not
again. I'm not reading it.
Not Milivojevic. In a pigeon
proper tea,
fashion.
Proper tea in there.
Sure, it's not got a tea in it.
Nope.
Definitely not. Milivojevic.
Milivojevic.
Wow. Bosnian accent optional. So what moves are we going to make? Any?
Well, I'm definitely going to follow what your advice. I am going to start getting myself prepared for game week 31. Liverpool are in excellent form, so I am going to make sure that I've got definitely Firmino as well as Salah. I've already got Salah. And then one other. Then I've who are the others? There's Watford, Everton. Who's the other side?
Stoke.
And,
There you go, mate. Shaqiri and Bauer. Lump on.
Oh, no thanks. I think just well, the point of principle, I don't want them.
Genuinely, though, Shaqiri is a good buy at the minute, I think.
He's good value, isn't he, I think?
Very good value. He's low sixes, and I think he's scored double digits twice in the last 3 weeks, something like that. Let me quickly tell you. Okay, so it's 10 this week, 8 the week before, and 6 2 weeks before that. So he's not in bad form, I can promise you that.
You're probably going to have Huddersfield Palace as well. That's the next favourite game that's probably going to go ahead in that game week because Huddersfield have got Man United in the cup on the weekend and Palace are already out.
Slim pickings there, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Larry of Brest?
Larry of Brest, yeah.
My mind is drifting already towards transfers. And I'm pretty sure I'll end up wasting a load of points, but we'll talk about that next week.
A load of points. Just before we wrap it up, the Champions League game, City is still 4-0 up, and Juve and Spurs is still 2-2. A couple of minutes left to go in each. So, what a great start to the Champions League. Excited to have it back. That is going to be the key, isn't it, to all of our transfers, I think, the rest of the season is which players are being saved for the Champions League, which ones are going to play in the Prem. There aren't going to be that many that play all the games for all those sides, are there?
No, that's true. Yeah. And Mitch, you put together an impressive spreadsheet.
I did. I was trying to work out where players might be rested. So I think I've put it on Twitter, but I can put it on again. But basically, Man City, if they get to the final of the cups that they're still in, they've got 24 games left to play between now and the end of the season. Whereas sides that are in none of the cups, like AFC Bournemouth, only have 12 Premier League games left to play.
Yeah.
So it's worth thinking about where we think people are going to be rested. But I thought this weekend that some of the Man City players might be rested, but clearly weren't.
Another reason to go for Liverpool players, really, because apart from the Champions League, that's all they're in.
Yeah.
I think the maximum we could play was it 16 on your spreadsheet, something like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And you made a good point, Mitch, didn't you, about Man City. I mean, theoretically, in five games' time, they could have won the Premier League.
Yes, you were. Yeah, I think it's six wins they need, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah. Food for thought, lads.
And then it depends on what tactics they use for the rest of the season. Are they going to rest players like Aguero and keep them for the Champions League and FA Cup, or in particular Champions League, and let someone else have a go in the league? But if I was a fan and I was turning up for home games, I'd be a bit disappointed if I was watching a second string, but then would have won the league, so maybe I won't care.
Yeah, plus they've got a chance of having a record points haul, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I suspect Pep will want to hit those heights. And don't forget, Jesus will be back soon.
Jesus, yep. Of course.
I think he's back in 10 days, I think I saw something like that. So
I think he'll be back in time for Easter Monday.
Yeah, maybe.
Having said that, they've got such a deep squad that it kind of doesn't matter that all of their players can put together a performance, can't they?
Did he just not get my Jesus has been reborn at Easter gag?
I didn't even hear you say it, mate, sorry.
I just said Jesus will be back for Easter Monday.
Oh, that's good. A bit too highbrow for us, though, Baco.
Okay, it is. Sorry.
It is. You definitely didn't use the word reborn, which would have helped me. Not a religious man, I'm sorry.
Fucking atheists.
But yeah, John is a dead-in-the-wall atheist, as you know, Baco. He won't get religious jokes.
All right, boys, let's leave it there. Until next time, have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thanks.
Cue the music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.